Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 8:25, it's Friday morning on Light 100.5 WRCH. WRCH with 3 scoops a day.
Time for our local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And guys, we have the pleasure of having on the air with us right now David Skoslek. He is the Vice President for Business Development for the Eye Care Health Network and Touchpoints Rehab. Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very good, thanks. First of all, if you could please give people an idea of what the Eye Care Health Network and Touchpoints Rehab Centers are all about.
Sure. We're a local privately owned company. Our network consists of 11 skilled nursing homes here in Greater Hartford. As you mentioned, that includes the Touchpoints Rehab Centers. We also operate a home care company called Touchpoints at Home, a therapy company, and a couple other ancillary services. Our 11 homes care for about 1,400 residents on any given day, and we have about 2,500 employees, so we're a fairly large company, but all here in Greater Hartford.
So 2,500 heroes is what you've got there. Tell us how COVID-19 has affected your residents during this crisis.
We've been impacted very much like every other nursing home in the state. We certainly have had challenges. It had an onset about the time that we saw it hit here in Connecticut, and just had a really rapid spread. And we immediately put into place a lot of different interventions and things that people have seen in the news to try and contain the spread and get testing out there, and a lot of other efforts to try and keep it out of the centers as long as we possibly could, and keep our residents as comfortable as we could.
Let's share some good news. I've heard that every day it's getting better. You've had some husband and wife residents who came in with COVID but have recovered, and you've had some parades there too with police and fire. Tell us about all those, David.
Yeah, so, the news is, everybody is just inundated with bad news these days, and there's certainly been a lot of coverage on what's going on in the nursing homes. And some of it's been positive, and we very much appreciated that, and some of it's been, getting into the negative side of it and to all the, challenges as I've detailed. But I think it is important for us to be able to share some of that good news and some of the bright spots, especially as we go into Memorial Day weekend and people have time to reflect and connect with their loved ones and with those loved ones that are in nursing homes. So we have admitted 140 COVID-positive residents over the last couple of weeks. So we're doing our part to help the hospitals out and treat those patients, get them recovered, and get them home. And in that vein, we've seen that we're turning the corner. We're cautiously optimistic. We have large groups of residents that are moving from the infected category into the recovered category, and getting well and going home. And we have those opportunities to applaud for them and pat them on the back and give them maybe not give them a big hug, but get them back to their home where they want to be. And some of those cases have been husbands and wives that have come into us. And that's, it's really touching to see both the husband and wife that have come in ill with COVID, but be able to recover with us and able to go home, to each other. So that's nice to see. We've seen an outpouring of support from public safety in the form of car parades, police and fire, EMS, and the general public, parading through our campuses and into our parking lots and waving and showing their support and their love, and that's meant a lot. And then, a lot of our centers are covered in signs and banners and streamers and things that the public have brought in, people that, other agencies have brought in that said, heroes work here. There's hearts all over the centers, nice work, we love you, all sorts of signs of support that I think mean a lot. These folks come to work every day in a challenging environment, so to be able to at least have that reminder coming in and out, I think it's meaningful.
And some local restaurants have taken care of your heroes there, like I heard rumor that Bears and Wahlburgers and Maine Fish among them?
Yeah, we've seen it, support has come in a lot of different forms, and the restaurants have stepped up. Bears has been great, and Aura Cafe in Manchester, Maine Fish, and some of the ones that you mentioned have donated food. They've tried to do it on different shifts and different types of unique meals and just stuff to make the day, be a little bit easier. And I think that, again, that means a lot, too, when you can't get out to a restaurant, when you're going to have a tough shift ahead of you, to have something that reminds you that things are going to get better, that's great, too.
That's excellent. Well, David, we appreciate your time about iCare Health Network and Touchpoints Rehabilitation. Is there a website where people can visit to get more information?
There is. We're at iCareHN.com. That's iCareHN.com. And if they go there, there's actually a COVID-19 button that they can click on, and it's plenty of information on what we're doing in our homes. But there's also an opportunity on that part of the site to send a message to an individual resident, a general resident, a group of residents, staff members. So if they get an opportunity to go there and to send a message of support, that's appreciated as well.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you a very good Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.